Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And thank you so much to Ashley. She's back with you tomorrow. As of now, it is Back to Basic Sunday Live. My name is Ray. Welcome to it. I'm looking forward to talking to our guests, man. We had thought, all right, I wouldn't be here, but I'm here. We were thought I wouldn't be here, but Kimoteng. I'm for start. Kimoteng. Ekesiso daso.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DSTV Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607. Siyatholakala Radio Pulpit. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. I was able to get hold of Jablan. Jabu, greetings to you, my brother, my friend. Are you well?
I'm well, my friend. I'm well. Let me greet you also in the studio. Kuhamba kahle konke.
Kuhamba kahle baba ngikubona lapha stadium ngithe imathathe yazi le ndoda le Marias. Why angishiya Maria?
Hayi, uthi uzimisele kanjena bese uyobheka abantu abazokudisappointa.
Hayi, sihlobo sami mina angingenanga lapho. Ngivele ngathi hayi e-stadium yabona. Ezinhlupheko lezo uhlangabezene nazo lapho. Hayi.
Hayi, no, siyabonga my friend, siyabonga, sibonga kakhulu.
Usese right God.
Hayi ngiyaphila ngomusa kababa sigcinile siyabonga kakhulu. Thanks. Wena mfundisi uright?
Mina ngiright kakhulu baba, ngiright kakhulu. Ngiyaphila, sibonga inkosi ephilayo, sibonga inkosi enamandla nomusa.
Yes, yes.
Inkosi sibabalele namanje sisobabalelayo.
Yebo,
uyasinakekela ngazo zonke inkathi. Into esijabulisayo yileyo, uyabona.
Amen.
Yeah. And of course, we had a topic for tonight. Angithi jabu ne.
Yes.
Sathi no nizoy record. Hayi kodwa hey, but ngeshwa elihle. Uyabona. Ngeshwa elihle. Haw, nakho ngisese khona la. Kufanele kube ngile ekhaya phela eThekwini. Uyabona. Kube sekuseThekwini manje. Hayi uzongithola le phambili buti. Wena mawuthi ya uzongitshela ukuthi sowufikile sizohlangana. Ya sizohlangana.
Kuzoba kuhle kakhulu.
Yebo. Manje ke kuyoba indaba imnandi ke ngithi hayi sizoyirecord indaba nalabo labafowethu laba labo buti laba.
Yeah.
Hayi man kodwa hayi masingayirecord man masingeneni live on air siyenze ukuthi kanye nabazalwane abamamele bakwazi ukuthi nabo baphawule sifunde nathi kibo kungabi into nje e one way uyazi sengathi abantu bayatshelwa ngathi bona abanayo imicabango yabo and sengathi bona abamuzwa uNkulunkulu sithi no kungcono nabo bayibambe indaba le uyabona singabi yithi kuphela sibizwa ngokuthi abasiki bebunda uyayibona
yeah.
Kubonakala ngempela ukuthi hayi no lamadoda lawa baya considerisha ngasho kanjalo Eastern Cape but baya considerisha uyabona abanye ngaloko abakushoko ngaloko abakukhulumayo they are considerate uyabona nasithini no ngempela izinto mazenzwe kanje nakanje 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 into ejabulisayo nje ngempela ke leyo so I'm trying to connect with Sipho Polos method you won't believe iphone yakhe iti twing 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 how method iphone manje yenza lokhu kwenze njani na uyabona
Usiphuhlale khona
ngalesikhathi ebesesho phela uma ngekho ukuthi hayi kungenzeka ukuthi ngingatholakali.
Yeah.
Kungenzeka ukuthi ngingatholakali. So ngithi hayi Maruzipho madoda. Uyabona emhleni yangithumela ama message ukuthi hey mfundisi uma ngibona ngingaveli namhlanje wazi ukuthi hey iskaftini simnandi. Uyabona banikela abazalwane phela hey madodza. Ungamanga uma ngingabonakali. So ngitha nakho ke ngoba ke uSipho akabonakali yithi ngithinta uJabulani hayi ngempela ngiphumelele. Bese ngizothinta nomfundisi uMotha but I want to start with a song that I think many people Jabu have listened to it many many times. Now this song mina has intrigued me long ago. It has intrigued me long ago even before my active faith and belief. Yabona before ngisesomfana omncane. This song really, really touched me so much. And I once saw Lionel Richie performing this song with a choir. That's many, many years ago. And then as he was performing it with a choir, I was saying to myself, wow, this is one of the most beautiful things. Mfundisi Motha, usaphila kodwa?
Mfundisi, siyaphila. Siyaphila ngomusa, ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu, ngiyathemba niyaphila nani, my brother.
Hayi siyaphila thina man siyaphila sibona imvula la ngakithi man sibona imvula ngakithi
hey nangapha ngakithi kunjalo ibusiso kade silokhu silangazelela so siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ukuthi it has finally came
uma ngikuthi mixeni ngibone lo mfana khona lensizwe ngihlale ngihlangana nayo ngikhulekela njalo lensizwe kodwa ngiyikhomba ukuthi ngiyayikhulekela because yazi izinto lezi akufanelanga sikhombe uyabona ngibona lensizilele laphayana ngendlela ebelele ngakhona ube ngagqokanga kahle uyabona kusho ukuthi konke nje uk private bokuphumela ngaphandle mhlawumbe ngimbona njalo ngithi inkosi yami ebusike nobungaka nasehlobeni futhi naku nasemvuleni lensizwa le
nasemvuleni
uyayibona ene lezi insizwa uNkulunkulu uyachaza ke insizwa ebezi right kahle kakhulu kodwa kwenzeke isikhathi masiya kwaphumeka endleleni kwaba nokuthatheka uyabona kwaba nenkinga nje enkulukazi kuyenzeka kakhulu uThomas sasithola sekuma drugs kuzonke izinto lezi sithole ngene kuzo zonke lezi zinto lezi bese awusakwazi ukuphuma uyabona idlonzana nje elincanyana elikwazi ukuphuma abaningi abangene kulezi zinto lezi abaphumi at all one of my best friends ubulawe yizo zona lezi zinto lezi enomuzi enemali enemoto ha nezindlu ubulawa yilento le uyayibona so uyakwazi ukubona ukuthi sikunzima kakhulu kwesinye isikhathi fana sihlale sikhuleka njalo sisiza nangokusiza right
amen
we said we are going to talk about maturity angithi
yes
ukuthi what is maturity that is what we are going to touch on but first I'd like to play this song which I think you will very much like I've spoken the history my history with this song and I know Ben Tankard did this song and there's a group that I met when I was still producing for the SABC there's a group that I met in the Eastern Cape that did this song I was surprised I was touched well yazi it's not as good never will it be but I was touched that they were able to attempt on that I mean it's beautiful I mean Family Factory were also doing songs that are actually songs that belong to other people they were sampling songs American songs and all that and even my friend Pop Mabena was sampling American songs you know so their creativity something that we don't know quite well but they did well in sampling this but this one was never sampled this one was done by Lionel Richie and the Commodores he is on the piano listen to this
Pila impilo yakho nathi ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za umngani wakho imihla ngemihla
For there is a time to search and a time to give up a time to reap and a time to sow Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times even when you just need prayer Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Beautiful song indeed there. Wouldn't you say? This is the song of Lionel Richie, man. This is the song of Lionel Richie. And of course, with the Commodores, we trust, we believe the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, tonight we are touching on the issue of maturity. What is spiritual maturity, or what is it even all about? Some of the misconceptions that are there when we speak of this. Some of the misconceptions that are there when we speak of this. And of course, thank you so much to Samge Plose in Port Shepstone. Hey, man, Port Shepstone, I think I will be there on the 25th. I think I will be there on the 25th in Port Shepstone. Uti Pastor Ray, the song Jesus is Love. Wow, wow. Indeed, he won't let me down. Hallelujah. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. We exalt his holy name. There's none like him in our lives. And, of course, I couldn't get through to Sipho Polos. Mhlambuzo sitshela ukuthi ukuphi. Utayibzela kurukwini. Uyabona, ngoba thina sazi ukuthi ukuphi. Ngithengi bathe ngithi. Kuyala. Ngathi ngiyamhlola nakanje. Kuthi bhe.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
What is maturity? This is a question we are asking ourselves tonight. What is maturity even all about? And much of the times we are those kinds of people who basically at times and in most cases we tend not to define maturity in the rightest of ways. And this is a big problem. It's a big problem because in most instances and cases, the notion of maturity is something that very less of us look into in the rightest of ways. You know, maturity to us goes with some form of experience. Kuthi so umfundisi so yafundisa une diploma yase Hatfield or yase Rema kuphi lapho. Yeah, and then already now we are matured, and then we start seeing you starting a cult, you know, from those colleges, and then you start a cult. And they say, I mean, deni abantu yamosheka because of your cult and stuff. You can't say that person is matured spiritually. Spiritual maturity is another thing altogether. And you and I need to really look into this in the rightest of ways and define it accordingly. Now, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, it says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. I mean, I wonder. 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 I When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, check it out, I put away childish things. When I became a man, I put away childish things. All these childish things are gone. I put them away.
Maturity is all about that. Moving away from those things that are making us babes. Sibe bancane, singakhuli, singabi noqondo okuphelele. We move away from those things, we throw them away, and there are philosophies that are formed out of this thing of childishness. There are philosophies that are made out of it. And it's said that we see ourselves in those, in most cases, and we fall into a trap of thinking that my philosophy is complete. That's why much of the worst decisions are made when one is still a youth. Nevertheless, I'm looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 20. It says, "Brethren, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice be babes, but in understanding be matured." Do not be children in understanding. It means let your understanding not be limited by a lack of knowledge and growth, a lack of development and progress towards the knowledge of Abba Yahuwah. It's a big problem today when we look into ourselves and we say, "I am man." Things are not supposed to be the way that they are. Things are not supposed to happen the way that they do. One needs to be careful. But in many instances and cases, we find that when it comes to development towards more and more of the knowledge of the Father, as Paul says, that I may know him more and more and the power of his resurrection, that very aspect, philosophy and discipline, becomes something that people do away with. Unwittingly, maybe. But at times, maybe when people think that, okay, I have figured it out. I had figured this thing out. I know how things are done now. I know how to go about things. You know, I know how to do things now. Sengikhulile manje. Sebezwa ngami manje. Sekuyimi ingagara. That becomes a big problem. We see much of that. And we need to be careful with regards to that. One day, one pastor called in and said, "Some of the people, it looks like, ish, no man. People are not as grown as they are supposed to be, even though they hold all these powerful key positions in their churches. Others are even sharing the word, let alone, man. Others are even writing books. Others are giving testimonies, but when it comes to the knowledge of the Father, there's less maturity." In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 13, it says, "Till we all come to the unity of the faith." Till we all come to the unity of the faith. Till we all come to the unity of the faith, it says, "And of the knowledge of the Son of Yahuwah." To a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of fullness of Christ. Spiritual maturity is one who comes to the stature of the fullness of Christ. One who has come into the unity of faith with others, of the same trait, and of the knowledge of the Father, Yahuwah, our Elohim. And says, then this person develops into a perfect man. Here perfection goes together with holiness. Here we see the Father's commission, the creative command upon us taking place. Be holy for I am holy. The perfection takes place also there. and the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That is what we see. I don't know what others are seeing when it comes to the issue of spiritual maturity. I don't know what others are seeing. When it comes to the issue of spiritual maturity, angazi ukuthi abanye babonani. And it's a big problem, I should say. When we say one is spiritually matured, what do we imply? Send me your WhatsApps, 0826572729. That's 0826572729.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi-app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Hey, Jabu, my friend, does a person mature without fellowshipping with the saints? Jabu, usese khona?
Hawu, Nkosi yami.
Mfundisi Motha.
Hawu
madoda ziyephi lezi ndoda hayi ke asazi sizobalinga futhi angazi ukuthi bayephi. Let's do this. We'll come back.
In an exciting development for the Garden Route, Radio Pulpit has expanded its reach to this region. It's time to tell your friends and family to listen to Radio Pulpit with a push of a button. Although listeners in the Garden Route will not be able to tune into Radio Pulpit 657 AM on medium wave, they can now listen live on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, OpenView 607, and the Radio Pulpit app. Also follow us on social media and listen to our podcasts.
I don't know, man. Our phones are dead. I don't know what happened, but the phones are dead. Like dead. But the internet is working. I see Mpognene there. Thank you so much. Mpognene says, Pastor Ray, spiritual maturity is about a person being aligned. It's about a person being aligned with the spirit of truth or God. And he says also, we need understanding above everything in order to apply it in our lives. Make the joy of the Lord our strength, and the peace of the Lord will saturate your every thought. Do not be children in understanding. And remember, understanding is a spiritual birth, meaning it's a gift of God. That is what it says there. All right, like I said to you, I don't know what's happening to my phones. I think they were working all along, but now they are dead. They're not working. But the internet is working, so you can send me your WhatsApps, 0826572729. I want to hear from you as to what you make of this. I am keen also to talk to our guests, man, if possible, to talk to our guests, and so that we can be able to talk just as much with them about the issue of spiritual maturity. I will make a plan, don't worry. I will make a plan so that we become able to talk with them. Don't worry. Mina ndiyazi ukuthi ndiyenzani. All right. I said spiritual maturity, amongst many things, is putting away all childish things. And what are childish things? Things basically that are contrary to the discipline of the holiness of the Most High. Anything that is contrary. And above all else, anything that gives not the full measure. Anything that gives not the full measure of understanding Christ. Anything that doesn't give the full measure of understanding Christ. That is indeed a serious problem. It's a spiritual immaturity of note. And of course, Jabu, are you there?
Yeah, my friend, I'm not sure what happened, but I can hear you.
Okay, you can hear me. Let me put you on speaker. I've put you on another phone. Because I have lost my phone while I studio. I don't know what's happening, man. Maybe they'll come back. I'll see. Yeah, when we talk about spiritual maturity, what comes to mind, my friend?
Thank you very much, my friend. Indeed, what a topic, spiritual maturity. Let me greet also the wonderful listeners always in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. Also, Nomfundi Sumota and Nomfuetu Usipo in absentia.
Amen.
So, spiritual maturity. So, you've already introduced the topic, my friend, by quoting 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11, which says, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. Yeah. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things, symbolic of growth or of growing. So it means that there are stages that we go through as children of God. We are not supposed to be people, if maybe last year you were a person who were easily like a kubekable person, so a person who can be easily hurt.
Yeah.
You cannot be also next year the same person who can still be easily hurt. We post a status in my social media account with me now. I'm easily kubekable.
Hey.
It means you are not growing. You are not achieving this requirement by the Father, which is spiritual maturity, to grow, to do away with the childish. Childish things. You cannot continue to be the same for years. You know, when you still are struggling with the very same things that you struggled with when you first became a child of God, you still are, you know, falling down through the very same temptations or the very same sins
over and over again.
Over the years you've been struggling with. So that's the sign of not growing. But the sign of growth is when you throw away childish things. Like, you cannot continue with the same habits, same behaviors that the Father has rebuked you of through his word, through his discipleship, through his teachings, you know, through using people, but you still persist on the very same behaviors and habits. That's the sign of not growing. But when you are growing, you bear the fruits of growth.
Yeah.
It means no longer you throw away the childish things. You cannot use umuntu as a art, my friend, like me navelling me easy engan. Yes, when we are still umtuana,
don't
easy engan. Kodwa manje, because we are growing in the things of the Father, I'll say umtuana, I'll not easy engan. Abaseka abantu obezane nje ukuthi umuntu ungakamazi nanokuthi buyaphi kuyaphi uthi yazi angimpiwe. Yaza ngimpiwe. Angazi ukuthi uke wahlangana nomuntu athi.
Ya, kakhulu, kakhulu.
Angimpiwe. Igazi lama limfuni.
Ne-natural hate.
You know, natural hate. All those minor, you know, impumushanyana encane that we used to have, they are supposed to really go away as the sign of growth into the things of the Father. Now you are patient. Now you are forgiving. Now you are loving. Now you are kind because of you are growing in the spirit.
Yeah.
You are producing the fruits that the Father is expecting. Remember the fig tree that Yahushua HaMashiach cast because of he expected a produce, but it didn't. So same. We should be very careful when we don't grow, when we choose to be stagnant, because it's intentional, you know? It's a choice. It's a choice. The Father is not actually nothing. I'm going to water Pastor Ray better than Jablani. There is nothing like that, you know. His word is poured into every one of us. It's how we receive it. And the choice that we make when it comes to his word, to take heed his word and live according to it and meditate upon it day and night, that will facilitate the growth. But if you choose to really like close your ears and start and harden your heart, then you are allowing yourself not to grow, and therefore you will not bear much fruit. And what's the result? It's to be cut off. As the fig tree was cast. That's very serious. So just the result of not growing or spiritual stagnation is to be cut off. You know, not to be cut off, like to be killed by the Father, but to be pruned. To be pruned. It means now we are going to have to grow ngendlela ongayithandi nawe ongekho comfortable ongayifisi kuzomela kube neyivungu-vungu nezimo ezizokwazi ukuthi kuphushe to where the father wants you to see to see you at. So but you can make a decision and choose to grow by taking heed his word and following his commands and just being able to abide according to his commands. Just to close my opening remarks, my friend. Also, in the book of Ephesians 4:14-15, it supports what you've quoted. It says, so that we may no longer be children, taught to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitfulness schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. We are to grow up. There is a saying that they always like to say about men to men, and up, you know.
Yeah,
but I want to twist it now and speak it to the church that grow up.
Yes,
it's time to grow up and bear the fruits of righteousness that the Father is expecting as the sign of spiritual maturity.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend. Absolutely.
Ngikhona mfundisi, ngikhona mina futhi.
Yeah, ngi-connecte ngamafoni amayithu. Hey, ngoba amafoni la afile, uyabona. So, mara i-internet iyasebenza yona, ngiyabona. Elohim has sent me a message there. Now, mfundisi Motha, it says I was talking to Jabulani, we looked at 1 Corinthians 13:11, putting away childish things. Now, this one also speaks about not being children in understanding. There is this aspect of not wanting to get into the nitty-gritty of the meanings of the word of the Elohim. And it's a big problem. It's a big problem because much of the times people go on to actually look down at the discipleship that the Father wants them to continuously have, like we do now. Yeah, but and they say, no, but I have arrived. Sengumfundisi manje, sengishadile manje, sengnemoto, hey, sengnenjebe, hey, manje, sengright manje, sengtholumpazi, sengthole ithanhouse, sengnomntwanompana, nentombaza. And they think that is maturity. But the word says maturity comes in the correct understanding of the scriptures. That's why we have to rightfully divide scripture. And when we don't do that, we are not yet matured. Mfundisi Motha?
Mfundisi, thank you so much. And greetings kubalalele emakhaya nomfundisi Jabulani. Of course, my brother, that is so true, because maturity comes when we get a clear understanding of the word of the Father. And we cannot be able to understand the word without having a full knowledge of his dear son. And without the Spirit of God, in fact, is the one that teaches us, is the one that makes us to understand. And for us to be able to understand so that we can grow, it is very imperative for one to accept Yahushua Mashiach, his personal Lord and Savior. Hence, earlier you read in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, where it speaks about the unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, which is unto the perfect man, and which actually speaks of the very same aspect that we need to attain oneness in the faith. When we understand that we are interconnected, we are one in the body of Christ, that shows spiritual maturity. And it does not, you know, when we speak of maturity, Mfundisi, it does not, it has nothing to do with age. It also has nothing to do with how old or how long has the person been saying, I'm born again. But does the person understand? Can it be rightfully divide the word of God? Can it be able to understand? Does that person has the character of Christ? Because when I speak of maturity, when this in my understanding, spiritual maturity, it is a process of spiritual growth. We keep on growing every time, you know, it's a spiritual development. It is a transformation of our mind when we are being renewed, and our mind is being renewed through the word of God, by the word of God. So it is so important, Mfundisi, that we study the word, we fellowship together, because that is also important.
Yeah.
That we need to fellowship. You know, the word of God says iron sharpens iron. You can never say, I can never say that I know it all. Now Mfundisi, I cannot even listen to Pastor Ray. There's so much that I can learn from you. You know, the fact that one is able to humble himself, it shows and indicate spiritual maturity. It indicate ukukhula in the word, because Christ himself was so humble. So when we are humble, we are actually displaying the character of Christ. In other words, it means we have this full knowledge of him, this full knowledge of the Son of God. Ukuthi ungubani? Angazi usangizwa mfundisi wami.
Kakhulu.
Yes, yes. And many times, mfundisi, we see immaturity through being patient of a believer. You know, the way you take decision, even self-control. Self-control is one of the characteristics of spiritual maturity. And every matured believer, he knows that he's responsible for every action they take, and accountable to the Father himself. Hence the word of God in Romans 14 verse 12, it says that every one of us will give account of himself to the Father. So a spiritual matured person, umuntu okhombisa ukukhula ukuthi yes, these things they used ukuthi zingehlule before, but now I cannot keep on ukuba ngikhutshwa itshe elodwa kabili, basho njalo ngesiZulu. But you cannot ukuthi ukhutshwe itshe elilodwa kabili. So it shows ukuthi uma ngabe uloku khutshwa itshe elodwa kabili awukakakhuli. You know, you quoted 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 11, where it says that when I was a child, I used to think like a child. Now, when I am grown up, kufanele kubonakale with the character of Christ that now this person. Kunomhlabelela bawuculela lapha enkonzweni abantu abancane athi I can never be bound in sin. Kufuna ukuthi abantu uma bengibona in my walk, in my talk, babone Christ in me. That shows ukuthi this person has grown. This person spiritually, you have grown spiritually, you have developed, even the mental development. It is so severe, it is so important in our spiritual growth. And that we can get it through the word of God. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, it says that, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So ngomusa siyakhula, ngomusa we become more, and when we become deeper and deeper into Christ and in getting more matured, actually, godliness should be our goal for each and every believer. And in so, in our effort to be like him, and then that's when we can become human, because our humility will shine, not only because of us, but his glory that is in us and his love that is seen and bestowed upon us. Then the world can see ukuthi uChrist we appeal, we are seen this.
I hear you quite well, and of course we are talking about spiritual maturity, what it is all about. I need to ask you just as many questions as I can, because we are on cell phones. And then I will connect you with another one, Jablani. I'll connect you with another one, but not now. I'm not switching
it off.
Yeah, but I'm not switching it off now. I need you to respond to this. Now, when we talk about spiritual maturity also, we are talking about following the example of Christ. And it says, till we all come to the maturity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of Yahuwah, to a perfect man, it says, and then it says also to a perfect measure of stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, we spoke with regards to that, but I want to get to this in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15. It says, but speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up in all things into Christ, who is the head. And you spoke about that, but the issue of speaking the truth in love, it's a sign of spiritual maturity. Now, when we don't speak the truth in love, it's a sign of a lack of growth on our path, Jabu, because we are not cultivating the necessary fruits of the Holy Spirit inside the people that we are warning and admonishing, because we are not speaking the truth in love. We are speaking it, perhaps we are speaking the truth in pride. Yokuthi thina siyazi, yokuthi thina siyesanjulelwa, yokuthi thina sesimbiza Yahuwa Elohim. So we don't speak the truth in love. It's a sign of immaturity, basically to say, yeah, abantu abafunda amabhayibheli bafundi mfundisi ukufunda amabhayibheli emadoda. Sengathi wena uzalwe ibhayibheli lisemlonyeni wakho. So it's sad. We see there are people who are gifted in speaking the word, in teaching the word, in speaking the truth, but they don't do it in love. It's quite sad. Jabu.
And my friend, if it's not done in love, it's not really like from the Father, because He Himself is love.
Yes.
So it means if He says speaking the truth in love, and who is the truth and who is love?
Yeah.
He refers to Himself as the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
And also He refers to Himself as love.
Yeah.
And also even we know love as the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
So it means if it's not done in Him, then it's not for Him. And let's be honest, my friend, like how many times we've sat down and then expectant of the Father to speak to us, and then a person decides just to tell us the stories maybe about their experiences or whatever that they want to say, which is the sign of immaturity, not speaking the truth in love. So it means it's teaching and preaching the gospel with ulterior motives. Maybe it's to grow your church. It's to grow your following.
Mm.
Maybe it's just to really like be seen as a person who's full of power and who's got authority. Like even sometimes, even if you listen, especially when it comes to the asking for the money or the offering,
hey,
that is where you see the lack of love, because sometimes you can see which no. It's no longer the Father who is really exhorting the saints or the believers to give cheerfully, as he says, because actually there shouldn't be a time to give, to be told and to be encouraged, because that's the nature of the Father. And if we are the children of the Father, we are like Him. So we walk in giving. There should never be a time to give. Every time we've already given our life to Him, we live to give because He has given to us. So, but you'll find out that at some point people are exposed that they are not doing it in love, like putting pressures on people. Like we've seen, you know, like false prophets on TV demanding other people had to be even looted their monies, their last investments that they had saved for their children, so that when they retire or they go to pension, they can be able to take their children to university. But these false prophets came and oppressed the children of the Father by not preaching the gospel in love, but out of ulterior motives, which is selfish gain and selfish ambition. So that's exactly those are the signs of immaturity. Those are the signs, you know, that a person is not grown in the full stature, as the word says, they're also invested in, to say, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood. So when you still speak out of the flesh, speak out of carnality, speak out of ulterior motives, you are not grown. You are not grown. You are not even full of the Father. You are exposed to whom you are speaking from. You know, because though everything that is not done in love, it means it's done outside love, outside the Father. Therefore, it's done, you know, in the domain of the evil one, the father of all lies. So it means we are speaking lies to the people of God if it's not in love. And those are all the signs of immaturity at the expense of producing the fruit of righteousness, which is to speak the gospel in love. Let people have the choice to choose the Father. Let people have the choice to give, have the choice to walk in the manner that the Father expects them, but don't oppress them. Don't put an ultimatum to say that, you know, like sometimes other people don't become born again because of they love the Father and they really see the need. It's because of they are afraid. They've been made to fear. to go to hell or to die of an accident or to lose whatsoever that they've been prophesied that you will lose. That's not the gospel in love. But the gospel in love, it liberates, you know. And the word says also, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So I cannot be full of fear meanwhile listening to the message that liberates. There's a contradiction there. It's because of immaturity. When people are speaking out of the flesh, out of carnality, out of all the motives that are evil, that is when now people become deceived, people become lost, and those are all the fruits of immaturity. You are right, my friend. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate, my friend. Thank you very much. I appreciate. Mfundisi Motha, let me come to you. It's because my phones are dead, man. That's why I'm doing this. I'm rushing over to you so that you can give as much answers as you can. You can send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. And drop us a voice note on that. Drop us a voice note on that. Let's hear you. All right. Now, it happens at times that we see the notions that are spoken of. And I want to get to that one, Mfundisi Motha. Philippians 3:15. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if in anything you think otherwise, the Father will reveal even this to you. Let us have the mind of Christ, who is the head of the church. It's important to yearn towards that, not the mind of the denomination and the founder. The mind of Christ is what matters. Mfundisi Motha.
Absolutely, Mfundisi Wami, and we can never be able to serve the Lord with our own mind, neither by our own mighty. But when we submit ourselves and when we surrender ourselves unto His dear Son, Christ Himself, Yahushua Mashiach, and His Spirit, when dwells in us, He is able to transform us, you know, with the power to be able to possess His mind. When we speak of His mind, we are speaking of His character. When we speak of His character, we are speaking of Him in as a man when He was here. The Word of God says that He was so humble. He was a humble man up until death. He was here to serve. When you have the mind of Christ, you understand that as a church leader, whether a pastor or a bishop, but you know that the people that we are leading, you are actually there to serve them, but not to milk them. So in other words, they should not serve you. You are here for them. Apostle Paul, in other words, yonke into esengiyenza, but it is Him that lives in me. And when Christ lives in me, therefore His mind, His character should be seen in us. And when He glorifies His Father at all times, Christ will go and pray. Christ will go and spend time with the Father. And all times, Christ demonstrated His love. And for that matter, when He's over and above, He demonstrated His love. That is why ati ngingumeluso muhle, at even noma ngabe kuthiwa kulahleka imve yodwa, ngiyaziyeka lezi ziwu 99 and then go after the one that is missing. So in other words, akufuneka ukuthi ngobumba umotha kabonakali, but umotha anyway akanikeli. I don't even care where is he. Umotha kana next, I don't care whether lo muntu uyagula or ukuphi, but when ujabulane simazi usebenza kahle, saving a prominent position, when he is no longer there, we start getting worried. Then kusho ukuthi we in our serving siyakhetha, akukho, it is not done out of love, but Christ Himself said even those ezibhukileyo nezidabukileyo ngizozithatha ngizibhandishe. So the mind of Christ is that even for those who are wounded, we should bandage them through the love that Pastor Jabu was talking about. And bring them unto the presence of the Father, because in any case, this is His flock. It is not ours. So when we understand that we are standing in the gap, we are the ambassadors of Christ.
Yes.
So we don't represent ourselves, but we are representing the kingdom of God. So therefore, akufuneki ukuthi kwenzeke intando kabani ekungeyethu. But if we still want ukuthi senze izinto ngendlela yethu, then we are not matured. See, we are still playing games. Sifuna udumo, sifuna ukubukwa. We are still, the word of God says, we should not do anything through self motives or self esteem. That is Philippians chapter 2, verse number 3. It says, let nothing be done through selfishness, through self motives or self esteem, but in humbleness of mind. And let everyone consider others as better. And you can never be able to consider others as better if you don't have the mind of Christ. You can never be able to consider others as better if you do not understand that you are a servant. When you know that you are a servant is one that is called to serve, not to be served. So when you have the mind of Christ, you understand that I am here to do my work, to serve. So therefore, in everything, I should humble myself and serve others. Another way, and see others, bangcono kunami. A matured person, mfundisiwami, knows that humility is not thinking less of yourself, but it is thinking of yourself less. In other words, ucabangela abanye abantu kakhulu than ukuthi uzicabangele wena. So that shows in mfundisi ukukhula, a heart of a matured person esteem others greater than it esteem itself, and it takes a very matured person to do that. So one of the key things which will make us to be able to have the heart and the mind of Christ, it is humbleness. Kufanele ukuthi sizithobe, and we must nokuthobeka. The word of God even says that labo abathobekile ngesikhathi esifanele uyabaphakamisa.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Motha. And of course, Muruti, nawe angithi uzoloku ubona ngokukhatha efonini. Ngingena kuJabulani ngoba sengisebenzisa iphone e1 manje. But the WhatsApps are working. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And we are looking into the initiative of maturity. What is maturity even all about? We are touching on that. What is maturity even all about?
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.